We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve at 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Police say a 16-year-old was arrested at Garden City High School after he tried to grab a school resource officer's gun. Police Captain Randy Ralston says the incident occurred Wednesday afternoon when school resources officers were called to help with an upset student. Ralston says a struggle began and the student tried to get the officer's gun. Officers disarmed the student, who was taken to the juvenile detention center. Now let's take a look at the forecast here with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some cloud cover on satellite imagery spreading into south-central Kansas this morning. Today, still about the same in terms of temperature. Some sunshine with a high 84 and a southeast wind. A disturbance moving our way from the northwestern part of the country will trigger a few thunderstorms overnight. Our low 64, but we clear out tomorrow with a warm-up expected. Saturday's high 87, 93 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 64 degrees. Relatives of a 7-year-old Kansas boy claim in a lawsuit that social workers in Missouri and the Child Welfare Agency in Kansas did not do enough to protect that boy from his father and stepmother. They were convicted of killing the boy and feeding his remains to pigs.
The lawsuit alleges child welfare workers had several chances to remove Adrian Jones from his home and were aware that he was physically abused for years but did little except document the abuse. The boy's remains were found outside of a Kansas City, Kansas home in November 2015. Adrian's father, Michael Jones, and stepmother, Heather, are both serving sentences of life in prison with no chance of parole for at least 25 years in the boy's death. The family is seeking $25 million in damages. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In spite of the rise in prices that is here because of the hurricane, Harvey, it's still a good time to buy gas relative to past years, says AAA's Jennifer Hall.
We are still at the second lowest price probably in the last dozen years across Kansas as far as the average goes. Even though we're kind of watching those prices creep up rather quickly, we are still pretty low across the board.
The peak Kansas average price this time of year was $3.74. That was in 2012. Evacuees who escaped Houston's rising floodwaters are now getting ready to take the next step in what could be a long recovery process after the storm. ABC's Victor Oquendo reports from Houston.
Last check, there were about 5,000 people who left their homes, the evacuees, here at the George R. Brown Convention Center being taken care of by the Red Cross. But a shelter really isn't a long-term solution. So now FEMA is here on the ground to help people take that next step. Some, the process will take longer than others. So here they're hoping to get set up with an apartment, temporary housing, a dorm, whatever it may be to help them get back on their feet.
The Gulf Coast may now be hurting from Hurricane Harvey, especially financially, but the region could eventually get an economic boost.
South Texas took an economic hit from Hurricane Harvey.
The storm-battered regions have, for now, largely seen economic activity come to a halt.
Bankrate's Mark Hamrick expects an uptick in jobless claims, and yes, gas prices will go up since the storm took refineries offline, but he says Harvey will eventually help the economy.
We've seen this with Superstorm Sandy, with Hurricane Katrina, that the rebuilding effort draws in resources and essentially cash to amount what will obviously be a massive recovery effort.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Kansas State Fair runs from September 8th to the 17th, coming up in Hutchinson. KNSS News asked Fair General Manager Susan Sankey how many people go to the fair.
Last year, the attendance was over 350,000. I think the actual number was 359,808 people.
How does that compare with previous years then?
In 2015, we had our record fair year, which was over 360,000 people. We try to average at least 350,000 people across the 10 days of the fair.
Susan Sankey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. It's 8:34 now. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward talking about the stars and how some of our big stars are getting involved in helping out the people who have been the victim of all that flooding down there in Texas, right, Ted?
Yep, celebrities including New York Yankees legend Alex Rodriguez, stage and screen actors John Leguizamo and Tony Danza, recording artists Ashanti, Kevin Jonas, Rascal Flatts, all appearing live on ABC's Good Morning America, raising funds for those impacted by Hurricane Harvey. The stars answered phone calls from GMA viewers, part of an on-air telethon supporting Disney's Day of Giving, which raised in excess of $4 million and counting.
Wow.
Tony Danza, like we said, among those who participated in the telethon for Superstorm Sandy relief, said tragedies like these bring us all closer.
I think it's really great, you know, every time something like this happens, and it happens way too often, but GMA always has these things, and it gives a lot of us a chance to come out and do something. You know, it's been great. I've been talking to a lot of nice people, and you know, it's sad that it takes, you know, a tragedy like this, a catastrophe like this, to bring us together as Americans, but at least it does.
Tony Danza and Beyonce revealing her initiative to aid hurricane victims.
Tuesday, Houston native Beyonce said she was working with her Be Good charity team and her pastor to implement a plan to help victims of Hurricane Harvey. Now she's making good on that promise with her newly announced Be Good Houston Relief Initiative. She's teamed up with Houston-based nonprofits Bread of Life and the Greater Houston Community Foundation to collect donations that'll be used to purchase items for people in need. You can donate to one or both organizations by heading over to Beyonce.com. Matt Wolf, ABC News.
80 years ago today, the release of the Frank Capra movie Lost Horizon. I loved that book. I loved both versions of the movie.
Hmm.
I thought Capra did a great job with that movie.
Interesting.
Ronald Coleman.
Yeah.
About a political activist who crash lands in the Andes, or not the Andes, the Himalayas.
Yeah, the Himalayas.
And runs into this paradise that is hidden from the rest of the world.
Wow.
Interesting stuff.
It's a little like the studio here with Steve
and
Ted. Yeah.
Lost Horizon came out 80 years ago today. The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer, Cary Grant movie, came out 70 years ago today. This is another movie I enjoy.
It's entertaining.
Cary Grant, Shirley Temple, Myrna Loy.
What's interesting to me was watching the basketball team play back in the 50s.
Yeah.
That is interesting. You ever see? Check it out. Things have come a long way.
But yeah, a little different. Yeah, that's a good Cary Grant movie. Came out 70 years ago today. The Bachelor and the
it's
Bobby
got Myrna
Soxer.
Myrna Loy in it.
Yeah.
As a judge.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good show.
Yeah,
good
it's a good little movie.
Good film.
A couple of birthdays today. How about funny lady Lily Tomlin is 78 years old today. Of course, we had her on Steve and Ted a few years ago.
We did, didn't we?
She appeared at the Orpheum Theater.
Right.
And actor George Maharis is 89 today. He was the star of Route 66 television show. George Maharis is 89 today.
Wow.
Last weekend, nobody went to the movies.
No,
historically low box office weekend. Will they be beating down the doors this weekend? We'll see.
31, do you wish to file a report of any kind?
It'd be tough to do worse than last weekend, which was the slowest box office weekend in 15 years, but we could do it. We're looking at the first Labor Day weekend in 20 years without a new film opening in wide release.
This is nuts.
The 40th anniversary limited theatrical edition of Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind is the most high-profile offering, also opening in limited release.
Tulip business. I think it's the answer to my problem.
Dane DeHaan is an artist who falls for a married woman in the period drama Tulip Fever. Alicia Vikander co-stars. True Detective is returning to HBO for a third season. Variety reports Oscar winner Mahershala Ali will star in the crime drama set in the Ozarks this time.
We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
And Richard Anderson has died. He was best known for playing Oscar Goldman in the 70s TV hits The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman. He was 91. I'm Christopher Watson.
He did a lot of TV.
Let's talk
work.
A little more about Richard Anderson, a guy that did tons and tons of movies and television in a long career. He was in Forbidden Planet. He was in Paths of Glory, the Stanley Kubrick
movie. That's right, he was. Yeah. That was Kirk Douglas's big movie.
He had some key roles in that
movie.
Yeah,
he was.
He had a key role in that movie.
Yeah.
And he was in 7 Days in May. He was kind of a shifty military guy in that one.
Right.
And one of my favorite role of his, he was kind of the milquetoast boyfriend of Joanne Woodward in The Long Hot Summer, where he was kind of a sickly young lad, and even though it was summer, he had to sit outside wrapped in a blanket and a robe and be fed milk by his mother.
I don't know that. I vaguely remember that film, but I don't remember that.
Of course, you know, he's so wimpy, and then, of course, Paul Newman comes to town and is
Joanne
Woodward kind of says, okay, I'm done with Richard Anderson.
Take your blanket and run away.
And, of course, Richard was known then in the 70s, like we said, he was the handler for both the $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman on television, Richard Anderson.
Oscar.
Steve, where are you? What happened?
Oscar, is there anyone else like me?
No.
Are you sure?
I believe so. Why?
Well, it's Sloan.
What about him?
Well, he's more powerful than the Fred Sloan I know. Too powerful.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he showed me some bionic strength.
I don't think that's possible.
Now, look, Oscar, I saw it. Now, there can be more than one genius doctor, can't there? More than one project like mine?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Thanks, Oscar.
I love that.
Ah, oh, the drama.
It's kind of like what happens when we ask higher-ups, what's going on?
I don't know.
I'll find out. Actor Richard Anderson has passed away at the age of 91. And, of course, Friday the 13th, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
A slasher classic, a film about camp counselors being murdered by a masked maniac.
Yeah.
Inspired a whole subgenre of summer camp slasher movies.
Right.
Well, this little news item here was given to me by our good friend Patrick.
Patrick.
Always on the lookout for stories.
He's like an information shark.
Help out with a
he
little
never
bit.
He never stops blurring.
No. Yeah. Well, the movie that inspired them all was filmed at Camp Nobby Bosco in New Jersey. It's the oldest continually operating Boy Scout camp in the nation at Camp Crystal Lake. It is private. It is closed to non-scouts, except when the camp arranges private tours. Guess when the next tour is?
Tomorrow.
Friday, October 13th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Now, they held a camp. The first camp tour that they held was back in 2011. This tour will only be the fourth time ever the campgrounds have been open to the public. Every time they do this, it's a huge success, and the organizers say it always sells out in seconds. There are some strict rules when you go there. Absolutely no costumes allowed. Tour organizers seem intent on keeping the experience professional. Says this is a movie location tour. It's not some sort of haunted mansion ride. You got to be careful when you go visit.
Oh,
yeah.
Got to be on your best behavior.
However, they know they're part of horror movie history.
Oh, yeah.
Do sell a lot of different souvenirs from the camp, so they make a little money there. And you know, they're including bottles of water and sand from the beach where Jason drowned.
Oh, wow. I want one of those.
There you go. The Friday the 13th rare tour of Camp Crystal Lake in New Jersey, and that's coming up on Friday the 13th in October.
Mm.
Thanks, Patrick, for that one. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You want a tasty pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then here's what you do. You drive on down K-15 to 208 South Baltimore, where there's a picture of Steve and Ted right there on the wall by the front counter.
Right there. Yep.
We love them. Pizza John's
in
Derby.
8:42 now. Go to the store or let your fingers do your shopping. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is going to talk about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.